I got shot at by snipers in Iraq. I did 5 tours in Iraq with the State Department.
Tell folks your name.
My name is Gabriel Chordo. I'm an attorney, and I was sent over to Iraq at 40 years old with 3 weeks of training at the Foreign Service Institute and embedded with the Combat Battalion, the 4th Infantry, at FOB Falcon in Baghdad province. After 4 months of visiting 4 courts in Baghdad, I was summoned to the embassy to Ambassador Crocker's office to brief him on the state of the civil court system in Iraq. I'd seen 4 courts, and I was the expert in civil law in Iraq, and I knew then that we were doomed.
Yeah.
So I, subsequent to that, did 4 more tours. I was the deputy director of the legislative office of the embassy, and then I was the counselor to the advisor to the economic minister counselor, very high level, a State Department diplomat for hire. And then I was working for the Commerce Department, direct hire. After the drawdown, I stayed a year after, and it got increasingly hard to do our jobs and get out of the embassy. Diplomatic security was risk-averse to getting us out to do our jobs. We also had been funding the Sunnis, the Sons of Iraq, and we left them high and dry, and that was the creation of ISIS on the ground in Iraq. I saw it happen. I also saw pallets of cash delivered to Iraqi sheikhs so they wouldn't shoot at us for 4 months. I saw a general build a Ferris wheel in Baghdad.
What?
Yes. Okay. Hearts and minds.
Yeah.
Hearts and minds. I did a tour getting shot at by snipers. I was hit by an IED, but I'm not a veteran. I was a diplomat for hire. It was called a 3161. I came home, was diagnosed with PTSD, and the government threw me away. I've been hospitalized by my family, committed against my will, incarcerated because I use cannabis. And I've been put on conditional discharge in New Jersey because I chose to use my medicine. I got caught with it. Crossing the border from Philadelphia, decriminalized into New Jersey, which is, as you know, illegal.
Quite.
And I had a joint on me. So they decided, and I had to make, I've had top secret clearances for 15 years. I had to make the choice, do I ruin my career or do I suck it up and take the punishment and get it expunged? That was the choice I've been forced to make, and stop using my medicine saves my life every day for the last 2 years. This is the condition and the situation they put us in, civilian and vets.
Yeah.
You know, there's no difference. I've been tortured as much as any vet, but I'm not in the VA system, which is a blessing and a curse, to be quite honest. They're not murdering me, but I have no insurance and I take care of myself. I decided to heal myself illegally until they told me stop. And honestly, it saved my life. And I'm here on behalf of veterans because 16 soldiers put themselves between me and a bullet every day because that was their duty. I was their package. And I'm alive because of it, and I owe my life to them because of it. And I will fight to my dying breath to pay them back.
So this is what this protest is all about, is the fact that our... I mean, we just recently had the House and the Senate vote for the Lumenauer Amendment to allow doctors to recommend medical
marijuana. That's a huge step in the right direction. Huge. But that's half the country. What about the other half?
Right.
What about the vets? It's a national issue. We got to address this nationally. That's why we say deschedule. Rescheduling will put it right in the hands of pharma, big pharma. And it's more pills. This is a plant that's given to us by God. There is medicine behind it, but ultimately, when I smoke a joint, I feel better. Easy as that.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be more complicated than that.
Right.
They want to make it, and okay, I'll take good medicine. But, you know, one step at a time. Home grow is what all the vets need, and we deserve it. Stop calling us liars when we tell you this is our medicine.
Well put. Do you have any websites or contact you want to tell people about?
Law Office of Gabriel Chordo in Pennsylvania. I'm a Pennsylvania advocate. Proud, born and raised in Pennsylvania. We got the law passed there. It's on the national descheduling. But, you know, I'm hoping that cannabis saves my career like it saves my life. I'm betting on it.
Right on.
And you know, when it come talk to me, I'm here.
Spell your last name for the people looking you up.
Chorno. Excuse my voice a little hoarse.
No problem.
I smoke a lot.
All right. Thank you for everything you've done.
Thanks,
and
Russ.
For standing
Thank
up
you.
For the veterans. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks.